collapsing into a hug around the memorial bench for Corporal Alexandra Otis in Royal City Park. The 1,800-kilometer bike ride from Greenwood NS to Guelph was over for 2nd Lieutenant Catherine Duvall, and she was reunited with her friend. Installed just 2 weeks ago, Duvall arrived to applause from friends and family as her 17-day charity ride to support the Canadian Mental Health Association Nova Scotia Division came to an end. "I felt really supported to know people were here waiting for me, and I felt that I had accomplished my goal, accomplished what I wanted to get out of the ride, which was to bring awareness to mental health and to support the Canadian Mental Health Association, CMHA," said Duvall. Otis, whose family live in Guelph, died by suicide in October of 2019. In her honor, her family petitioned the city of Guelph to install a memorial bench for her. With Tanya Tagwerker, the first cousin of Otis, Duvall had the opportunity to spread the ashes of Otis, something she said she wasn't aware was happening. "I'm glad we did that, because, I think it's her bench, and I think a little part of her should be there. I felt really lucky and I felt really honored that I was the one to spread the ashes," said Duvall. Originally from British Columbia, Otis and Duvall met at Albert Head Cadet Training Center in Victoria before Otis elected to be rebased in Nova Scotia to spend time with her father during the last years of his life. Despite the large distances, Otis was tied to Guelph through Tagwerker, who said the duo were like sisters. "Every time she had a break, she would spend all her time with us, every holiday. Every time she had any time off, it was here in Guelph," said Tagwerker. Preparing for Duvall to ride through Royal City Park, Tagwerker strung balloons along the trail with signs to welcome her to her goal. "It's one of the kindest, most generous things someone has ever done," said Tagwerker. "We are so happy and proud of Kat," said Tagwerker. "Just the sacrifice that someone would do for Alex is just amazing. We all thought the world of Alex and we all think the world of Kat." The bench for Otis holds a secondary meaning as it is across from the McRae House Museum, which pays tribute to Canadian poet John McRae, the author of In Flanders Fields. "We wanted to have it as close to the John McRae House because her and her military friends had an inside joke about John McRae and Guelph being the center of the universe," said Tagwerker. "Now we feel like she will forever be at the center of the universe next to John McRae." Starting a GoFundMe, Duvall raised $3,676 during the ride, saying, "We have seen people's mental health impacted more than ever due to COVID-19.